Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. This episode is brought to you by the Revolutionizing Parenthood Conference, a conference that my good friend Ashley Albrecht and I decided to create to support parents. This was intended to be a live conference happening in the Philadelphia area on April 25th. However, due to the current coronavirus pandemic, we decided to shift the conference into a fully digital format. And most recently, we decided to make our conference 100% free. We feel that this is a very important service that we can offer to families everywhere as they try to parent their children during this unprecedented time that we're living in. So please register to join us and hear from my good friend and world-renowned speaker and Oprah's favorite parenting expert, Dr. Shefali, and myself and over 20 other parenting experts who will talk to you about parenting your children from toddlers to teens and everything in between, all kinds of special needs at this very challenging time. Check out the show notes for the registration link or visit www.revolutionizingparenthood.com. One more announcement. Recently, since this coronavirus pandemic began, I started doing daily webinars to help parents through this unprecedented time. I have decided that since I have interviewed all of the speakers for our upcoming Revolutionizing Parenthood event, that I am going to be sharing some of the webinars that I do each day. So check in here and I will continue to support you. And if you would like to join my daily webinars to have some live interaction with me, you can find the link in the show notes. All right. Welcome, everybody, to Parenting Through the Coronavirus, number 25. I have decided to also broadcast this video into my Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids group so that I can reach more of you and support more of you. So I'm wondering how you guys are doing in your shutdown in the coronavirus. I am going to put that right here. Let me see if I can pin that. Hold on a second. Technical difficulties. Excuse me. Hi, Bhavani. How are you? How is life over there? Whew. Okay. I hope you are faring well through this stay-at-home order, because I know that you guys are under one as well over there. I hope that you are managing with school and life as well as you can in this virtual world that we live in. Yesterday was Easter here, and we had a strange, different sort of an Easter. We normally would have gotten up, given the kids their Easter gifts, and then headed off to church, and then going home, and then our family would join us here at home for brunch and dinner. If it's a nice day, we would have played outside, done something. If it was not so nice, we would have hung inside. We would have had an Easter egg hunt with the kids. That's kind of how we would have spent yesterday. But instead, my family members, my oldest son, my husband, brother-in-law, and niece played volleyball in our backyard all afternoon. I went on two very long bike rides with my son, my 12-year-old. He is getting ready to... Hi, Elizabeth. How are you? How's life in Colorado? So my son's birthday, the 12-year-old, his birthday is coming up on... let me see if I can put that back in. It seems that my video just stopped in my group. Hold on a second. Let me go back and do that again. I don't know why that did that. Hold on a second. This is interesting. I don't know why it went off in my Facebook group. I'm working on it. Let's see. Boy, it takes a while, doesn't it? Okay. Let me put a new title. Okay, let's see if this works. Sorry, Bhavani. I'm trying to put my webinar live into the Facebook group, my Facebook group, Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. So, anyway, hopefully Elizabeth will be able to come back and join us. So anyway, yesterday my son and husband, brother-in-law, and niece played volleyball. I went on bike rides with my 12-year-old. His birthday is in 3 weeks, and we decided to give him his birthday gift early. He's been asking for this fancy bike for about a year, and we decided to get it for him for his birthday. And then when the lockdown hit, we decided to just get it for him early so that he would have all these weeks leading up to his birthday under a stay-at-home order to have something really exciting to do. I could not believe how nice his bike is. Oh my goodness, it's so nice. It's really well built. It's really fast. It's really a smooth ride. I love it. I think it's the nicest bike I've ever rode. But anyway, so I went on a couple of bike rides with him yesterday. I had a lady in my neighborhood sew us some face masks for each of us. So they're all different patterns. So they turned out really nice. And then we made dinner. And then my family guilted me into playing Dungeons and Dragons with them yesterday evening. We played for 3.5 hours. It's the first time I ever played. I really wasn't looking forward to it, but I played anyway. And I actually found it to be mildly interesting. And I say that with the most love possible. But there was a point at which it got really boring and I was ready to fall asleep, much like I do in movies. And I find Dungeons and Dragons to be, read your comment in 1 second. I find Dungeons and Dragons to be much like playing out a movie in your mind. So for people who love movies, my husband, my daughter, my son, my brother-in-law, it's awesome. It's so good for them. But I fall asleep during movies. And I don't enjoy reading fictional stories. I love devouring nonfiction things where I can learn and grow. And I know you can learn and grow through fictional stories, but it's just not something that speaks to me. So there was a part during the gameplay last night, maybe about 2 hours in, and I was bored out of my mind. My mind was wandering. I kept getting up to eat because I thought, oh my gosh, if I don't eat, I'm going to fall asleep. And then I was full. I didn't want to eat anymore. I didn't even want to eat anything. And then I literally was sitting at the table and my eyes were closing. It was really bad. So when they brought it to a natural conclusion, I was so grateful, but it was already 11:30 at night. So that was pretty interesting. But I was kind of interested to see how the story would unfold. And then once it was done, I was interested to find out what would happen next. So I don't know if I'm going to want to play again to find out what happens next in this make-believe story or not. So let me see. What you say, Bhavani. As my daughter goes to a Montessori school, it's hard to see that the school is not even doing an hour a day, like the one public school I know of. And the age of 12 is crucial for social interaction and being with friends and doing their academic work as well. You're feeling lonely and left out. Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you about school. Yes, 12 is a very... My thing ended again. I don't understand. 12 is a very... important age for academics and social skills, but there are many things that our kids can be learning in this coronavirus shutdown. They can learn about resiliency. They can learn about making the best of a situation. They can learn about how to accept the as it is of what they're living in. They can learn how to be creative with their time and with their ideas. There are so many things they can learn. Hold on 1 second. Okay, we're trying again. I don't know. This is really crazy. Facebook is not keeping the stream going. So they can learn how to have ingenuity. They can learn how to connect with their friends digitally. I've spoken about this in other webinars, but there are some apps called House Party, where you can connect up almost like multiple group FaceTime and play games like Apples to Apples and Draw It, which is like Pictionary, you know, draw pictures and guess what the, almost like charades, but with drawing. There are some things like that that you can do. I suggested to my friend yesterday, who's a single mom, she has a 9-year-old daughter, and her daughter was very sad that she wouldn't get to go to her grandparents' house where she's gone every year for her whole life to do an Easter egg hunt. And I suggested that her parents hide the Easter eggs and get her on FaceTime so that they could walk around their house or their yard and she could say, oh, there's one under the bush, there's one in the tree, there's one in the grass, and she could do a virtual Easter egg hunt. So there are many, many different ways that your daughter, Bhavani, could take advantage of this, or that you could help her to take advantage of this time, rather than waiting for the school to figure something out. She could do some things. Now, she may not be motivated to do academic things, in which case I don't blame her because I'm not sure there are many kids who would, but I know like on YouTube, there are many, or maybe there are websites, I don't know, there are many museums around the world that are offering free virtual tours while we're in the shutdown. So you guys could look at virtual tours of museums. There are lots of different things you can come up with. Thank you. I'm trying to share as many creative ideas as I can with parents like you, because it is easy to feel stuck and feel hopeless and discouraged and depressed and fearful and worried and anxious and all of those things. And I'm trying everything I can think of to share ideas that will help you to step out of that, because it's a very natural feeling, but it doesn't help you or your kids if you're feeling that way or if they're feeling that way. So how can we take this time and use it creatively to have some fun, to learn some new things? I work with a family who had on their schedule to go to Disney World last week. That was their spring break from school. And they had planned months and months, maybe 6 months, a year ago, to go to Disney World last week. And of course they couldn't go because it's closed. And so they decided that all during the week they would wear whatever Disney clothes they had. Their daughter put on her Minnie Mouse shirt and her sparkly Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse ears while we were doing our Zoom call. And they're watching Disney movies, and the daughter found YouTube videos where people recorded themselves going through the Disney rides. So they were creating a virtual Disney vacation when they are instead at home. I thought that was super creative. And of course, it's not as good as if they could have the real vacation, but at least it's a way to kind of bring the vacation to them since they can't go to the vacation. You say your daughter's very research oriented and very artistic in drawing, and her head hurts being in front of Zoom. Ooh, yeah, I hear that. My husband just created a superhero drawing course. When we realized we would be home for weeks on end, I said, and he usually teaches in-person art lessons, I said, why don't you capitalize on this and create your first online course and teach people the same thing you would teach them in person? Just I'll record you doing it. And so he did, and I will share the link with you here in case you would like to check it out for your daughter, Bhavani. I'll also put it in the Facebook group for anyone who sees it in there. Here's this link for you. Hope it didn't go. Hold on a second. And I'll put it in the Facebook group. Oh, it ended again. Forget it. I'm not going to bother with the Facebook group. So anyway, he created that course for drawing comic heroes and villains. And he talked all about the male and female figure and using making them three-dimensional and where's the light hitting them and where's the shadow created. Then he talked about making them in dynamic movements and created expressive hands, faces, and feet. And then he talked about costumes and gear. So he had a really fun time creating the course. And for anybody, kids or adults who like to draw or want to learn how, I think it would be a fun course to take. And it's over 5 hours of instruction. So it would really give her something to do during this time. So let me go back. You were asking about Dungeons and Dragons. Where did we get it? What kind and model is it? I'm not actually sure. I think the box says it's a starter kit, Dungeons and Dragons starter kit. So if you look that up online, Non the Bike. Oh, no, the Bike. Oh, okay. He wanted something called a SoCal Flyer, which is kind of a dirt bike, but it's got blue wheels instead of black. And I really couldn't believe how well it's made. It's a really, really nice bike. And it's a 24-inch bike. We go by inches here in the U.S. And so it's definitely a bike that I think he'll be able to ride long-term as he grows to adult height. He can fit it as a 12-year-old, but I think he'll also be able to fit it, you know, by lifting the seat up, he'll be able to fit it as he gets taller as well. So lots of creative ways that you can use your time, and your daughter can use her time, and our kids can use their time. But it really requires us to step out of that mode of feeling like a victim to this virus. We're all being affected by the virus in some way or another, some in egregious, horrific ways, by either losing their own life or the life of someone they love, or getting the virus. The rest of us are at home. Our daily activities are disrupted. Our jobs may be at risk or gone. Our kids aren't in school and learning. But we can definitely take the bull by the horn, so to speak, take charge of the situation and make this time work for us, rather than us being at the mercy of the school or the job or the government or anybody else. We can take charge here and really make this time work for us to the best of our ability. You know, we can't go back to school. We can't go back to work. But we can certainly find ways to be creative with our time now to feel like we're doing something productive and beneficial and fun or different. We get a chance to do different things. I would never think of taking a virtual tour of a museum in a normal day. I never would even come up with that idea. But what a great idea it is now. It's really cool. So I would suggest that you keep thinking outside of the box and look for ways to take charge, take control of this time in your life and her life, and see what you guys can come up with that would be a fun, enjoyable way to utilize this time that we have on our hands. So that's what I wanted to share with you. And I hope that you will enjoy, try to find the joy in these days while we are all at home trying to stay safe from this virus. And another huge shout out to all those people on the front lines taking care of us, taking care of our population, making sure that we have food that we can put on our tables and all that kind of stuff. So thank you to all of you. Your daughter wants to give a lesson on gardening for toddlers. I just remembered, that's fabulous. You could share that on Facebook. She could share it on Instagram. She could share it. She could create a YouTube video. What a terrific idea. I absolutely love that. TikTok. She could even share it on TikTok. Not that toddlers are on TikTok, but toddlers' siblings are on TikTok. So if she were to create a video showing toddlers how to garden, their older siblings could say, hey, look at this cool video I found. What toddler doesn't like to dig in the dirt anyway? Okay. That's it for today. Let me know, Bhavani, if she does that. I'd love to hear how it goes. That could be a really fun project for her and for the kids who watch. Okay. Have a safe day, and I'll see you here same time tomorrow. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.